would claim that, well, these are at least four of these critical technologies. Of course, they're not They may be different implementations of the same ideas, but I believe all of these technologies are obviously essential. So Java, probably most of you, given the number, said you were familiar. Most of you are essentially familiar with that. I guess I would claim that to me it's very likely that Java will replace Fortran as the dominant programming language for science and engineering. And if you wish to either disagree or agree with that, you can come to a birds of a feather session I'm organizing around that theme on Wednesday at 1:30. So I guess I find that as I'm teaching this semester both Java and Fortran 90, I believe I'm allowed to have that opinion. All right. And it's also possible that Java will replace C++ as a software engineering language, or at least compete with C++ as a software engineering language. So JavaScript is a more limited language. This particular page here is riddled with JavaScript. VRML is a very important technology. In the world is, especially for HPCC, because the world is three-dimensional, and whereas HTML allows you to describe documents, VRML, which originally was viewed by some people as a three-dimensional HTML, is essentially a universal description of three-dimensional objects. And so it's therefore very useful in areas such as scientific visualization, description of commercial products, building of virtual worlds, etc. So when I teach my courses in this area, the capability that the students get the best job offers for is the ability to link databases to the web. As I'll mention later on, I think there's been at least at MPAC, at Syracuse, we've had what I would consider a remarkable change in the area of databases. For 5 years ago, we sort of had a relatively minor involvement with databases. We had some sort of research project in parallel databases. Now we have dozens of projects which are using, on a daily basis, relational and object databases simply because those databases are now linked to the web and are relatively easy to use. So I guess I would view this is certainly a very useful technology, and things such as JDBC, the Java Database Connection, are going to make it even easier. Next file. So let's skip over these.